was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching baits, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night falls in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast.
Election night 2016. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, I am keeping up with the election results here. We see that it's neck and neck. We're going to be going in and out of some Fox News Radio updated coverage, as well as what's on the net right now. Any of you that want to call in and discuss it, that's fine too. It looks like it's pretty neck and neck here. We'll be having John O. Mesmer coming shortly, but right now it looks like 294 electoral votes are still available. It looks like Trump has 140 to Clinton's 104. I almost didn't know what to do with myself after checking that out. Montana goes Trump. Louisiana goes Trump. Connecticut, Clinton. Arkansas, Trump. North Dakota, Trump. New York, Clinton. Texas. Texas goes Trump. I thought Clinton was in the lead there. Looks like Texas has gone Trump so far. South Dakota, Trump. Kansas, Trump. Wyoming, Trump. Nebraska, Trump. Illinois, Clinton. Mississippi, Trump. Rhode Island, Clinton. Alabama, Trump. Tennessee, Trump. South Carolina, Trump. D.C., the District of Columbia, looks like it is going Clinton. Delaware, Clinton. New Jersey, no big surprise, Clinton. Well, there you have it so far. The U.S. Senate looks like the Republicans are starting to pull ahead. Oh, well, that would be great. Looked like they were about to go down in flames there for a moment. U.S. House looks like it's 136 to 104 seats. 435 seats are up for election this year. So this is what we're going to do, folks. We are going to share with you a clip on what has been the problem in this nation that has brought about a lot of this corruption, the corruption of the minds of Americans, corruption of their souls, in cultural Marxism. While we do that, I am going to be behind the scenes, keeping my eyes on the results and bringing you coverage and updates from time to time. As I said, if you want to call in, if you want to comment, if you want to discuss what's going on or what you think things are going, you can do that. We will be joined by John O. Mesmer shortly. Until then, I am going to be running a clip on cultural Marxism as I keep my eye on the results. It's very difficult for me to do that here on this location that I am by myself and bring you information. I don't want to just talk at you. I want to be able to read and check this out. I want to get some comments from John as to what he thinks and what he feels about this election so far. John, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Tom. How you doing, buddy?
Have you seen an eye out on the results?
Yeah, can you, I firmly believe they're attempting to steal this for Hillary. The fractional magic that Bev Harris uncovered. Bev Harris is a renowned, well, first of all, she was a lifelong Democrat, bipartisan in her election fraud research, but she was a fraud researcher for decades, and she is the number one mover behind the fractional magic built into the machines that are in 16 states that basically have a back-end rigging system that's just unbelievable. It's been absolutely proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. But even as much as they're trying to steal this, I think Trump is ahead by so much they're having a difficult time doing it. I firmly believe they are going to steal it for Hillary. I think by this time tomorrow, we're all going to be, you know, not accepting her as the president of the United States, Inc. But I don't think that it's going to stop there. But interestingly, check this out, though. Trump is ahead in Michigan right now. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And that Michigan was be more or less slam dunk for Hillary. And he's ahead in Michigan. He was up by like 6 points in Pennsylvania, and now supposedly she's beating him by 17 points. Yeah. That's just totally false.
Well,
so you're not
going
to hear any of
the
mainstream.
John, kind of like a football game, I have to do a little bit of a disclaimer. You know, our research going back to 1868 shows that our republic was converted to a democracy, and our government, our federal government, essentially stole states' rights and sovereignty all but completely. It's been a like a man behind the curtain, a Wizard of Oz, if you will, marching towards an Orwellian 1984-ish New World Order. I want to let our listeners know, who know my research and know my position on the de facto, that I'm not getting too wrapped up in this election, first of all, with the thought that anyone is going to be able to save the day or be our savior in Washington, D.C. That being said, it is the de facto. The de facto is immensely powerful in the minds of the people. There's mass mind control. So I do believe that we would be able to buy more time to be able to wake more people up potentially under a Trump administration, because at least there are certain guidelines that he's going by, or at least he says that he's going by, that might protect our boundaries, our borders, at least long enough perhaps for us to wake up the public and perhaps maybe light fire across the heartland of America and continue on with what Lavoie and many of those folks in the liberty movement have done. Let's call
it. I couldn't agree with you more, Tom. And I just want to say this. The most frustrating part of today for me, what is, I almost didn't even want to come on the air because it's like, okay, we can't curse. And right now I want to freaking curse my head off, because it's not that Trump's winning or losing or anything like that that pisses me off. What pisses me off is I'm watching one so-called liberty patriot after another, one after the other, not breathe a word of what the original usurpation is based on. That 14th Amendment, everything that's happened since then. And it's just exactly what you said. Trump's not a savior. He just might make a friendlier environment for us to do our real work and buy us some time to do more of what really needs to be done. But I'm telling you what, there's no way that this many people from, I mean, talking highly intelligent people, John Rappaport, from No More Fake News and, you know, the Trump's number one, Roger Stone and Stone Cold Truth and all these guys, they know what we know. They have to. But not one of these people will even mention that this is not we don't have a civil government, a civic government. We've got a corporation. They won't even hint at it. They keep talking about how they're going to try to steal our government. They're going to try to steal it. Dudes, they stole our government over 100 years ago. I almost can't take it anymore listening to people who are so well-respected in the liberty movement, probably mean well, but just completely utterly missed the boat. I always use that game board A and game board B analogy. Game board A is what our founding fathers set up. It is the constitutional republic of nation states that we were based on, and we were transformed to game board B, a corporation, a series of corporations that have been bankrupted, and then we, the people, have been usurped to pay for all those bankruptcies, to be chattel for the debt, blah blah blah, and I just can't take that they won't even mention the fact that everything we're talking about in this election cycle, everything that they think and they analyze and they, you know, pontificate on, is all based on game board B, not game board A, and we've got to get back on the original game board. Sorry.
Well, I tell you, I would no. I agree with everything you're saying, and you know, I've had an enormous amount of emails that have come into me over the past couple of days asking me, Tom, have you forgotten? I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. This is why I had to lay out this disclaimer. While we're covering the election, and while we're covering, basically, I'm covering this like I'd cover a football game, okay? Because that's as important it is to me is as important as a football game. You know, do I want to see Clinton with her hands next to the nuclear buttons? Absolutely not. Not even close. I would much rather, even if with the wizard behind the curtain and all of that, I'd much rather have Trump in that White House than Clinton, just because, you know, a lot of the things that you can point out about Trump, they may be, you know, just sexual deviance and all of that kind of stuff. He still does not have the line of bodies that seemingly fall and drop dead around the Clintons. And whenever there's someone that has some information on them or can harm them or is going to testify against them or they've been doing business with, they, you know, the life expectancy for those people just isn't very high. Victor Thorne, one of our colleagues, boom. Done. Gone.
Well, that Baphomet bimbo worshiper, was coming out in the WikiLeaks emails about Trump to death and the spirit cooking and the blood, urine, semen bathing. And they're so wrapped up in the occult and Satanism.
Oh, it's don't just, forget the photos of the naked teenagers.
Well, mean. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's unbelievable, and that the mainstream media won't even touch a word of this, and half of the country doesn't even care, even when they're confronted with some of these facts in like man on the street interviews and stuff. They don't care. They think, whatever, I don't care. Hillary's, I'm with her. You know, it's, how can you possibly be confronted with evidence after evidence of pure unadulterated corruption, cult worship, Satanism, Luciferianism, and brush that aside and say you're with her? Well, at least Trump is not all that. You know, at least he's not that. So Trump is on game board B, but he's not a Satanist.
No, I would tend to agree with you there, buddy.
Yep, I just can't believe that freaking Baphomet bimbo could even enter the White House. How could anybody in the United States want another Clinton president? It's just so utterly sickening that, you know, it's pathetic.
I know. You know, Doc Green, Doc Green of the amazing Doc Green show, he showed up at a Chelsea Clinton rally for her mom, and she was going on about the little girl that walked up to her and said, "Your mom must win."
Oh yeah.
And she said, "Oh, I know my mom must win, but why do you think my mom must win?" "Oh, because if Donald Trump is elected, my daddy will have to go back into the closet." Oh my God, a little girl.
And there's monsters in the closet. Oh yes,
there's
that's
monsters
right, young
in
lady.
The closet.
Armor, but we're not going to let them.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Excuse me, hang on a second.
Ian, Beyonce.
I have to do this. I had to bang my head in the wall, sorry.
I know exactly what to do. Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know, put on that concert for a Hillary rally. They can't get about a few hundred people to show up, and the tickets were free. And they just, every lyric in his songs is all about niggas and hoes and bitches and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm only quoting. That's not coming from me. That's coming from Jay-Z.
Yeah, I know.
They're with all their occult symbolism, and then Hillary comes out on stage, "Oh, I'm so proud to be associated with you people, and this is so wonderful." Are you, and the public can't see it. And then you interview some of the black folks that attended the concert rally, whatever you want to call it, and they just, they don't care. What are you talking about? That's crazy.
Oh boy. John Statmiller.
Shouldn't they say?
Hey.
Oh my gosh.
John Statmiller says, "Check the markets. Futures markets are tanking here and in Europe."
I know.
Oh, Lord.
I placed a huge short trade the other day, so I'm doing really well on that right now.
Wow.
From my producer,
"Let's call Obama the high water mark of the NWO Marxist push, and Trump is a seawall." Amen!
Good one. Mike, yeah. Good one, Mike.
Oh, Lord, the seawall of Admiralty Law. Oh, Lord. You know, I kind of look at it that way. It's you know, we just can't have, oh my God, if it's Clinton, dude. Oh my God, if it's Clinton, oh my God. It just can't be. Dear, if Clinton gets elected, please be with us. Please, for all of our respect we've given you, Lord, please give us a break.
Yeah, no doubt.
We got a caller. Brent and Dallas. Brent, you're on.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Tom.
You're welcome, brother.
I just have an on-ground report. You know, I like to stick with real personal experience. And I did go vote. I'll let you guess who I voted for. you know, when I was voting, this, I think they're overlooking something on this Hillary campaign. And I just thought I'd throw that into the mix. You know,
okay. What
are people thinking about Democrats in general? You know, when you go in there to vote, there's a lot of different little boxes there, and they're all designated by party. And there's a lot of bond issues and that type of thing when you're voting. And what my experience was, while I was voting, I said, "Am I going to vote for a Democrat? You know, for all these positions?" And I went, "No way, Jose." So I made sure that I did not vote for any Democrat on the ballot, and I made sure that any bond issue that would want to reevaluate code enforcement or something of that nature, who's on my ballot, I made sure I went against it. So I think there's going to be a secondary effect here. She may have destroyed the Democratic Party. She may have destroyed.
Well, one can only hope. One can only hope. It certainly.
No, one can go beyond hope. No, one can go beyond hope. Number one, whatever the outcome, we will overcome and we will overstand. Have peace. It's going to be decided. No matter what happens, it's going to be best for us. because, you know, I admire Trump, and I wish him all the luck, and I've prayed for him. But if the answer is no, then there's a reason. And there's a reason for the season. Maybe somebody greater than he is about to be. But, you know, we can't put our faith in a leader. So no matter what happens.
I agree. I agree with you there. Amen.
See what we're playing in their game. Trump showed us how and revealed a lot for us. I'm grateful for all, everything he's done, and I hope he makes it. If he doesn't, then so be it. But you know what? It may be better that he doesn't, and things work out better for us in the long run anyway. So we don't go with hope. We go with, you know, with he said he's going to make America great again, remember? Make America great again? Well, he was kind of late on the play because they're using all of our alternate media to get the digs in. Okay, he was kind of late on the play because we were already great. We were already great. Now, the nation wasn't, but we were before he showed up.
Well, that's true. That's true. John, you wanted to add something there, brother?
Yeah, I want to add some evidence of what the caller is suggesting because the MSM.com publication or whatever you want to call it, reported a 97% quarter-over-quarter drop in revenue. That is a complete tanking of the Democratic globalist machine. The mainstream media is in complete, utter freefall. So even though they can try to steal this election away from Trump and give it to Hillary, the cat's out of the bag. I mean, the movement is expanding. We have to take the message to the liberty movement and that it's not get off of Game Board B, and it's about the original usurpation. We have to concentrate on getting that message out to the liberty lovers, the wannabe patriots, and let them know what the truth is. But the caller is right. This whole campaign probably has completely destroyed the democratic machine and the globalist machine, because people are waking up. They're waking up, and Trump is just a master of ceremony at this point.
I agree, but I wanted to say we have already vaxxed them with the truth, and to them it's a virus, and it's growing at three-dimensional, fractal, exponential growth already.
Yes. And it only takes a minute of dedicated patience. Yes,
and we may not live to see it. We may not live to see it. But we were doing what the generations coming will be glad that we did.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Great point.
Tom?
Anything else you want to say?
Well, yeah. But I don't think I want to take up your whole radio show,
sermon. What's on your mind? That's what Tom does. He lets people say what's on their mind.
You want a piece of my mind? You want to know what's on my mind?
Say what you want to say. We're here for you.
Yeah.
No, I'm enjoying this thing. Another thing I would, just since on the subject, we need to understand these are preliminary results, okay? We're throwing into their system, and they're manipulating it just the way they want to, neck and neck. And we know by the fact that the crowds that were showing up and everything that it's just another blatant, you know, exposition of their meddling with our vote counts. And, you know, I was thinking about refried beans today, and you know why we have refried beans, right?
I'll bite. Why?
because they can't get anything right the first time. So they have to refry it. But you know what? they neglected my Hispanic amigos. They did not understand that some of, and most of the people that, that I associate with that are my Latino amigos, that they are very interested in family, and that they are people of the ones I associate with, to take want what is best for their family and understand that there's something wrong here, and they don't want people just flowing in here over the borders that are from Somalia or from Tunisia. Now, coming out of Syria, the ones they selected, we don't know what came in over there. And he's, and I think Trump is exactly right when he says, hey, we need to vet these people, and they need to have the same values we do. And there's a lot yes. of the Hispanic community that have those same values. And, you know, for God's sakes, we surely that we should have stopped a lot before. They weren't even following their own laws. They can't follow their own laws, border control. And the shadow government has been shipping them. I remember when Santilli was there and they stopped those buses. Do you remember that, Tom?
Yeah, I remember.
And then they started flying them in. And now there's compounds of Muslims that are going up in different areas of our country who do not want to assimilate. And we're at a critical stage. I don't buy the fact that this is the last chance. I do not want us to get bloodthirsty as far as, you know, to the point where we think this is our last chance. No, this is just an election in the USA under the corrupt government. That's all it is. Yeah. And we might have a chance here. Right now, it's looking... I am so proud of all the Americans that stood up for Trump. I am so proud of these people. You know, I love these people. And the ones who didn't, I feel so sorry for them. They are so...
Well, guys, I have an update so far. It looks like right now, 140 Donald Trump, 109 Hillary Clinton. Now, I'm going to a source that has been pushing for Clinton all this time. I just want to give you a little bit of a taste of what the forecast is coming from the New York Times. The forecast to win the presidency, they have this scale, okay? And it goes from very likely leaning toss-up to leaning likely, very likely to the Republican side. And they are predicting very likely for Donald J. Trump. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
Tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, this is updated now every 30 seconds. Every 30 seconds with an update. And it does look like from the time that I spoke to you, it went from 140 to 150 for Trump. And it is leaning now. They have this little forecast dial. And it has very likely on both sides, Democrat, Republican, likely leaning toss-up. And right now it looks as though the New York Times is reporting it. This is pinned, very likely, very likely for Trump is what it is saying right now. So that is the information so far. It looks like Alabama, 9 electoral votes, 63% to 34% Trump. Alaska results after 1 a.m. Eastern Standard. Arizona with 11 electoral votes, 49% to 46% Trump. Arkansas, and this is that's not quite in yet. Arkansas is in with 6 electoral votes, 61% to 33% Trump. Connecticut is in, 51 to 44 Clinton. Delaware, 53 to 42 Clinton. District of Columbia with 3 electoral votes is reporting 93% Clinton, 4% Trump. DC does not want Trump.
Oh my gosh.
And it is in neck and neck in Florida with, it's still in yet, it's still not in yet, with 49% Trump, 48% Clinton. Georgia, 56% Trump, 41% Clinton. Results in Hawaii after 11 p.m. Eastern Standard. Idaho, 81% Trump, 10% Clinton.
Fine, man.
Hey, I love Idaho. I'm moving to Idaho.
Yeah, I hope you do. The fact is, though, I mean, I think we should be cautiously optimistic about what you're reporting right now. But I think they're going to play this narrative for a few more hours that Trump is, you know, looking good and blah, 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 with a lot of the key returns not coming in yet. And then overnight, you know, they're going to finish their tabulation.
That's when the rigging, that's when the rigging is going to go on, huh?
Hillary will eke it out with the fractional magic in the voting machines. But they're going to make it look as real as possible. I think they're going to play this narrative. Oh, wow, look how great Trump's doing. And, you know, he's, you know, edging her out, edging her out, edging her out. Oh, wait, look at, look, she's coming.
I don't know, dude. I don't think they can get away. Dude, listen.
They can't steal a total landslide, but.
You know what? With the WikiLeaks revelations and with the Democratic Party's fraud and voter fraud exposed so absolutely blatantly, I don't think that there's something that's telling me. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, maybe I'm wrong, but there is something telling me that they know that if they were to tank this, that there would probably have to be arrests. There would have to
listen
be
to this one.
Arrests.
Since each of them were nominated, right, at their respective conventions, Trump has totaled over 350,000 people at his rallies. Clinton,
yes.
About 15,000. Now, given the last few days or weeks with some of the bigger concerts, like the Bruce Springsteen concert she hijacked.
Now,
but how do you get over 350,000 people showing up at Trump rallies to 15,000 to 20,000 showing up for Clinton at her rallies, and then she's gonna win? Nobody likes this biatch. Nobody. There's no way this woman could win an honest election.
Well, I have to tend to agree with you there, bud. I really do. I have to say that it looks like, I really, from everything that I've seen, it really truly looks like I think that they know that they can't get away with it. I really think that they know. If Clinton wins with all of the WikiLeaks revelations that came out with, and I don't want to just give the credit to WikiLeaks, the O'Keefe ripped their heads off.
Project Veritas, baby. Yep.
It doesn't get better than that, man.
Project Veritas and all the Resurrect the Republics of the World that are online, all the alt medias, one shape, form, or fashion, or the other, has acted
as. Yep. And I have to say a special hello to gentlemen out there, Bots. I know you're listening, Bots. Thank you, Bots. Really appreciate you, buddy. I'm getting Twitters in, and all you know, all that. What's that?
Who is Bot? What are you talking about?
He's a friend of mine. He knows who he's. He knows who I'm talking about. Okay, latest in. Are you ready for this? 168
to 109. Trump. No, she's over 120 now.
It's not reported by the New York Times.
Jeff Fox.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's okay. 168 to 120. Then.
Yep. Yep. That's okay.
I'll take that. Yep. I'll take that. Every 30 seconds, this is updating.
My wife apparently put her head in and said, "Trump is cleaning house."
Hey, you know what, folks? Like I told you, 1868, everything went off the rails. I'm looking at this like a football game. Mike had it, I think, very correct that Trump is like the seawall. You know, he's what's going to give us some time to continue to wake people up. RBN, I tell you what, after this election, it does not make sense to me that RBN should be the mainstream media.
I couldn't agree with you.
I mean, we tell the truth. We tell it like it is. We give you history. We tell it like it is. There's really no spin. Look, you know, you guys, everybody out there listening to me, they know that I'm conservative-ish, okay? But I'm not sitting here worshiping government. I'm not sitting here worshiping Trump. You know, I'd like to see him win for all of the reasons that I've given. Okay, we all know that Clinton is a criminal, but you know, if I was a Democrat, I'd have to say Clinton is a criminal. I have Democrat friends that look at me in the face and they know that Clinton is a criminal, and they can't deny it. They cannot deny it. So, I mean, at least you get the truth here. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, we got some callers here. What's that, bud?
I was just going to say, I don't think we have to make any excuses or apologies for wanting Trump to win, even though he's winning game board B, because it's still a better situation for us as patriots in the Liberty Movement.
I agree. Dave in Nevada. Dave, you're on.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, bud.
Good. How are you? I just wanted to comment a little bit what you're talking about, just in general about the elections in Clinton. I've had the same problem talking to Democrats, and I would just ask in passing who you're voting for. I personally don't mind having conversations about politics. Most people are afraid to see who they're going to vote for. I don't understand that.
Yeah,
it's like people are afraid. They're afraid of each other.
Yeah.
And to me, that's ridiculous. Why can't people just come out and say, "Oh, I'm voting for this person," and explain why? Is that really that hard for Americans? They can't do that because I guess it's a private matter. But anyways, I've had the same problems where I'll just point out a very simple fact. I'll say, "Listen, Hillary is a war criminal." And there'll just be a big giant pause. There'll be no denial of that. I'll just say it simply. I won't go into a long explanation. I'll just say, "Hey, Hillary is a war criminal," and then they'll just start going off on tangents.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It is a shame.
And so, I've had the same problem, but that's not what I really wanted to call about. What I wanted to call about was because there was an article that Patrick J. Buchanan wrote, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, on the first possible indictment that she got off on from James Comey.
Right.
I don't know if people remember this, but Patrick Buchanan on, I think it was his blog site or his website, I don't know if his article is still on there because it's asinine. He basically goes up to bat for James Comey, and he says, his whole argument is basically, well, why should James Comey decide who's the president of the United States? We should. That was his argument. That was his argument for not indicting Hillary Clinton.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. So I'm reading this and I'm saying, yeah, okay. So anyways, so the whole point of what I'm trying to say is that I'm way more concerned about the justice system, the legal system in this country, than I am who the president of the United States is. That's the problem I have. And this whole this whole issue with like the voting system being rigged, that ties into the justice system as well. Everything ties into the courts.
Yes, everything.
And this is the problem with that. This is the problem that I had with that stupid article that he wrote. Why are you saying this? It's because people really need to get a grasp on what the real core of the problem is. Even our financial system, it's tied into the courts because we have a court system that can prosecute white collar crimes. That's what a court system is for. It's not just for war criminality or treason. There's financial crimes as well. Those aren't being prosecuted as well.
Well, you know, look at these. When you said that she's a war criminal, I want to bring to people's attention something here. You know, neoconservatives who are progressives with a conservative flavor and these progressives are, when it comes to certain things, they're in the same boat. They always go the same way, especially in matters of big government war and fomenting revolutions. If you notice this, it's the way of a communist to foment revolutions, not just within one's own nation, but all over the world. The Syrian revolution, the all of these revolutions that we aid and we foment, the toppling of Gaddafi. I want to roll a clip real quick. This is Hillary Clinton in taking delight on a leader's death. Go.
So, I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit? I'm sure it did.
You cackling, Babylonian, Baphomet-loving piece of garbage.
Yeah, they're chuckling about it like they're talking about the comedy show that they watched last night and some joke somebody told. They're just chuckling about usurping a sovereign government and murdering its leader. It's freaking believable.
He was drugged through the streets with no trial. No trial. She laughed. No trial. All of our values in a republic form of government of putting someone on trial, getting a verdict and a decision by a jury of their peers and all of that right out the window. We came, we saw, he died.
Yeah, and Gaddafi was a U.S. ally for the 10-15 years leading up to that.
He kept the terrorists. He destroyed terrorists.
Yep.
He ate them for lunch.
He certainly wasn't a perfect guy, but it was a sovereign government, and he was doing good for his people and his country.
Yep, he had one of the wonders of the world going that, by the way, during that whole matter, we bombed and destroyed, which was an aqueduct project like the world had never seen. And he was making areas of desert, lush, tropical areas that were producing food. And, you know, look, I don't go along with socialism and totalitarianism. You know, our culture is just completely diametrically opposed to that. However, I have to say this. For Gaddafi and for Libya, it was the highest standard of living in all of Africa before that happened. Since that happened, they are now back to a third world status. There are people that are poor and starving. There is nothing but strife and terrorism. Look at what happened in Benghazi.
Two competing governments and and the fact is, we don't have to agree with their form of government. It doesn't matter. It wasn't our business. They were a sovereign government, and they were an ally of the, you know, quote unquote U.S. and the West.
So Dave, I think I put an exclamation point on Hillary Clinton as a war criminal for you there, Dave.
Yeah, I think you did, and I just want to drive that home, that point home about what's going on, because this whole thing that's going on with election, there's kind of like 50-50, you know, 49-51, this state and that state, it just stinks. It just stinks to high heaven.
Yeah.
And I can smell something coming from a mile away, but we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm going by the feeling in my gut now. Maybe it's not like Chris Matthews feeling down his leg for Obama, but I have a feeling in my gut that they overplayed their hand and they've been overly exposed. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrectory, huh? Now, again, Resurrectory Public, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We'll be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mother of the moon, which fills my sails, throws the sea of years. With no provision, but no basis, close the straits of
Public Broadcasting Network. Update, update, update from the New York Times, because I'm going with the enemy here. Trump, 197. Clinton, 131. Trump needs 73 more electoral votes. Clinton needs 139 votes. Florida just went to Trump. Ha-ha!
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
What do you think about that, Tom?
I think that I like the seawall.
Yep.
I have to say, man, you know, I know it's the de facto, bro, I really do. It is what it is, but, you know, we need a little bit of a reprieve here. We do need a little bit of a break. It's been Obama for so long. It's been insanity for so long that we need just this is important because the next president is going to be putting Supreme Court justices in place. And, you know, ultimately, he stands against some things that really stood to do us harm. The TPP, NAFTA, all of that business. I know that Trump isn't big on the UN either. Yeah, well, that goes without saying, dude. That goes without saying. You know,
and I want people to be aware, though. Even if Trump wins, the enemies that be, they are absolutely going to try to do everything to undermine his first, you know, months in office. I think they might try to implode the economy, try to blame that on it. There's all kinds of things they could try to pull.
Well, hey, so look at the markets right now are like John said, keep an eye on them because it looks like the overseas markets are tanking.
Yes.
For some reason, I guess the New World Order isn't liking. Maybe they're not really liking this situation after all. Now, you know, I know that a lot of this is political theater, but I mean, there is absolutely a reaction going on here. There is a direct reaction. Now, Clinton was the one fomenting all of this anti-Russia and going to war with Russia and all of that business. You know, I get a little concerned with Trump's position on Iran. However, when Trump talks about Iran, he doesn't talk about bombs. He talks about the deal. The deal.
Well, Hillary Clinton
that
said, if I want Iran to know that if I become president, we will attack Iran.
Yes, yes,
quote,
yes,
unquote.
Yes. So, I look at Iran as being an entity into itself, kind of like I look at Libya. Did I have love for Gaddafi? No. But Gaddafi did kill a lot of terrorists. And, well, there you have it, folks. We'll be back into the second hour of Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast, election night, 2016. It looks like right now it's going to Trump. That's what it looks like, folks. We'll be back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.